Pharaoh's Daughter by Georgette Heyer, read by Laura Payton. 1. Upon her butler's announcing the arrival of Mr. Ravenscar, Lady Mablethorpe, who had been dozing over a novel from the circulating library, sat up with a jerk and raised a hand to her dishevelled cap.
"What's that, you say? Mr. Ravenscar? Desire him to come upstairs at once."
While the butler went to convey this message to the morning caller, her ladyship tidied her ruffled person, fortified herself with a sniff at her vinaigrette, and disposed herself on the sofa to receive her guest. The gentleman who was presently ushered into the room was some 20 years her junior, and looked singularly out of place in a lady's boudoir. He was very tall, with a good pair of legs, encased in buckskins and top boots, fine broad shoulders under a coat of superfine cloth, and a lean, harsh-featured countenance with an uncompromising mouth and extremely hard grey eyes. His hair, which was black and slightly curling, was cut into something perilously near a Bedford crop. Lady Mablethorpe, who belonged to an older generation, and herself continued to make free use of the pounce box, in spite of Mr. Pitt's iniquitous tax on hair powder, could never look upon the new heads without a shudder. She shuddered now as her affronted gaze took in not only her nephew's abominable crop, but also the careless set of his coat, his top boots, the single spur he wore, and the negligent way he had tied his cravat, and thrust its ends through a gold-edged buttonhole. She raised the vinaigrette to her nostrils again, and said, in a fading voice,
"Upon my word, Max, whenever I clap eyes on you, I fancy I can smell the steam."